Right now, joining us here on Robinhood Radio is John Stephanopoulos, who one of the Four Brothers, the brothers at Four Brothers Pizza, but of course, also more recently for the drive-in behind Four Brothers in Amenia, New York, which is celebrating. I can't believe this. If it's right, it's fifth anniversary. Is that right, John?
Yeah, that's right. Yeah, it's our fifth anniversary coming up. We started in 2013. And we just, you know, it's 2013 is when we opened the drive-in, and then we really went digital and official in 2014. But we've been thinking about it for a long time. But we're happy that it's we're through the fifth year here.
Well, what's interesting about this is you brought retro back to being positive, because your drive-in really has become almost not only an attraction for local people, but for people that long to go to drive in. So it's become a tourist attraction as well.
Yeah, it's we've realized, you know, I think in our second year we started tracking and noticing that there's a lot of license plates coming from different states, and that's when we had the ticket booth. We started sort of getting data and figuring out where everyone's coming from, and we realized that we were pulling from really far away, and people loved the idea, and we're really happy with how it was going. So, it's turned out to be something that we didn't expect at all.
Now, when is your official grand opening? Where you're going to have all the proceeds that benefit the Amenia Fire Department?
So that's April 19th. It's coming up pretty soon here. But what we do every year in the beginning of our season is we try to give back as much as we can to the community. And so all ticket sales from that night, April 19th, are going to the Amenia Fire Company. We've done that for the last 3 years.
All right. Now, you are open now, though, right now, especially on the weekends, right?
Yeah, that's right. Just Fridays and Saturdays, we try to get people in, on the early season here. So we're not fully functional, but our snack bar, which we're redoing, and all the other amenities that we worked on over the winter are going to be pretty much done by April 19th so that we can start going 7 nights.
You know, it's nice, too, because the better weather we get this early, the better, the quicker you can get all that work done and finished on all the improvements. And that's another thing, John. We're speaking with John Stephanopoulos, Four Brothers Drive-In, Four Brothers Pizza, the restaurants also, of course, the Millerton Inn. I can go on and on and on. But we're talking about the drive-in today in Amenia. And you know what I've noticed, and it's what every business does. We've done it here at the radio station. If you're going to survive, you really change and put improvements in almost every year that you've been open.
Yeah, so I mean, that's kind of, it's like our artist palette here. So we've tried to, we just don't see it as a finished product ever. And our minds are constantly sort of working on it. My brother and I, my cousins as well, Eleni, Paul. We've been working on different concepts throughout the wintertime when it's closed, and we just don't stop when it comes to trying to improve it and making it a place that you can really have a great time. We travel a lot throughout the world, and we always see different things and ideas like, hey, this could really work here in Amenia. And it's I think that sort of culture that we try to embrace throughout the world and the Americana theme and kind of what people were experiencing back in the 50s and 60s at the height of the drive-in, we've tried to kind of reinvent it for today's world. And we've added our little twist to it. Fun fact is that we had never been to a drive-in before we opened, so it was kind of an untainted view. But, we love to kind of keep it going and have different ideas working every year. And this year we have a couple of different things that are going to introduce that haven't really been introduced to drive-ins before, so we're excited.
Well, yeah, we're speaking once again with John Stephanopoulos, Four Brothers Drive-In. I think one of the interesting things that you're adding here in your amenities, and that is your Airstream. Let's talk a little bit about that.
Yeah. So our theme has always been play, eat, drink. It's kind of, it embodies what our vision has been for the drive-in. It's just about, it's about food. It's about a good time. It's about the movies. It's about bringing people together and doing it well. And so we've kind of added a dimensional sort of experience to the theater by realizing that people that are coming from far away had been asking us, hey, is there a place where we can stay overnight? And we'd really like to sleep nearby, but really on the property. And they would bring their camping gear and tents. And so we were all about it, and we kind of encouraged it, actually. And what we realized is, hey, we said, let's kind of bring in a really cool part to this theater, which is the sleep aspect. So it's play, eat, drink, and now sleep, which would be basically you can come over as a family, or if it's a date, or if it's your husband and wife, or whatever it may be, and you can sort of stay overnight in our boutique camper, which is an Airstream. It's a 1983 Airstream, and it's sleeps four, hot water, showers, you name it. It's designed super, super well in our eyes. It's sort of bohemian escape, and there's a patio deck. There's a jacuzzi in the works. There's lounge chairs, a hammock. You name it. It's pretty loaded, and it's a really cool experience to sort of add to the drive-in. But it's not limited just to the drive-in. It's for people that are just looking to also get an escape and kind of maybe come out of the city and stay sort of in a pretty unique area. And we want it to be sort of for the town as well, where people can rent a bike, and actually the package comes with bikes, so you're able to use the four bikes that we have and go on a bike trails and enjoy other towns as well nearby. And sort of that was our thought process behind it. So we're excited to introduce it this year and see what it comes up with.
I think it's great. It's an Airstream trailer. And now, to me, the early 80s doesn't sound that long ago because I'm so old, but it really, the Airstream trailer, I think what's nice about it is it's something totally different and unique. So if people want to come and visit the area, catch a movie. They want to catch a movie. It's great. But you're right. You're right next to all the rail trails with the biking. You've got Hotchkiss Golf. You've got plenty of golf courses. There's plenty of summer activities for people to do. For people to use that and to set up rental dates and stuff, is that the same web address as playeatdrink.com, or what web address would they go to?
So for that, you can go through playeatdrink.com, and that is the drive-in's website, which will sort of link everything together. But the direct site is hotelcaravana.com, and that's spelled with a C. So Caravana, hotelcaravana.com, and you can book directly through there. And the rates sort of change and fluctuate depending on the type of stay that you're looking to do, if how long it is, and the season time period, sort of.
All right, we're speaking once again about the Four Brothers Drive-In, which is in Amenia, New York, and it's going to be opening for the season with their grand opening on April 19th. They are right now showing movies on the weekend, but the grand opening is April 19th, which will benefit the Amenia Fire Department. Our guest is John Stephanopoulos. Now, John, you know, one thing that I think that we'll talk a little business now, and the interesting thing about, we talked about how you've become a tourist attraction. And, you know, Dutchess County really now is having a lot of movies filmed in it. You have, as a family, have helped make the eastern part of Dutchess County a tourist attraction, not only with your restaurants, not only with the Inn in Millerton, but now with this. I mean, what do you see for Dutchess County, the different trends in Dutchess County?
What we've realized is people are sort of enjoying coming up to our area and treating it sort of as an escape. And I think that if you really identify all the beautiful parts that are in the Hudson Valley and Dutchess County especially, you'll realize that it is exactly that. It's a wonderful escape into the countryside, and it has all these wonderful restaurants, not just our own, of course, and there's tons of other people that are doing really great work in our area. And I think it's a hidden gem, and you'll realize that through people that are sort of bringing their businesses to the next level, it's a pretty cultural experience as you're coming through the Hudson Valley. It's naturally beautiful. It's from the farmland and from all the different things that you could actually enjoy here. It's pretty unique. And what we've realized with the drive-in on our end is that people really enjoy coming together, and it's harder to do so in certain parts of the city. I mean, you kind of have it's not a one-track mind, but I'd say I mean, there's a lot to do, but in the Hudson Valley, there's that open space, there's the freedom of that space, and so I think people have really used the drive-in, for instance, in our case, to the advantage of being able to bring larger parties together, their families together, and kind of enjoy a really unique experience, because a lot of the times now in the hospitality industry especially, it's all about the experience, and it's not so much about maybe the food anymore as it is about kind of the atmosphere and what you're able to do there and accomplish there. So we're happy with how things are going, and as a revitalization, I think, in the area, we've noticed that sort of Main Street America is coming back. Boutique shops are becoming popular, and it's because of the talented people, I think, in our area.
You know, we're speaking with John Stepanopoulos. You're not old enough to know this, but I'm old enough and been around here long enough. There used to be a movie theater in Amenia. There used to be a movie theater where On the Run is in Lakeville. I think the movie theater in Amenia is right around where the garage is now and the library. And there used to be drive-in theaters in Canaan and Torrington and all over the place. And you really are riding the wave of are more drive-ins popping up like yours across the country?
There's definitely a resurgence of drive-ins coming back throughout the country. Absolutely, we were the newest opening of a drive-in from the ground up. We didn't reopen. We weren't an old drive-in, but there are older drive-ins that are reopening, and they had gone dark, making the transition from the old reels and going into digital was really expensive, so that was a hard transition. And a lot of the drive-ins were notorious for being sort of old and let go and not cool anymore. So our angle was we wanted to do all the opposite and kind of make it cool and fun and not so much even about the movie as it is about the experience and what you're able to accomplish there on our grounds. So there is a definite drive-in resurgence. Even in Nashville, there's actually a drive-in slated to open, I think, later this year. That's massive, and it's actually in the dome. So there is a resurgence of not only with drive-ins, but I think in America, across America, the whole Main Street movement, which is bringing back kind of what was old and forgotten, new again.
So. You know, what's interesting about this also is most cars now are equipped with incredible sound systems. And I think that also is a big difference when you can go to watch the movie at your drive-in, because I'm pretty sure you just tell people where to tune in, and they use their own sound systems.
Yeah, so the way it works at our theater is that it's kind of multi-dimensional. You can listen to it through your car stereo by tuning into 104.5, our radio station, or you can kind of enjoy the ambient sound with our outdoor speakers, so you don't really need a radio there. If you don't have a radio, we can give you one, and you could just tune in from that, or you can now download an app that you can tune into our Bluetooth and have it come right through your phone.
It's really amazing. We live in amazing times, John, I'll tell you that. Well, once again, Four Brothers Drive-In in Amenia, their grand opening day is April 19th, even though they're open now with movies on the weekend. And that grand opening, all the proceeds from the ticket sales will go to benefit the Amenia Fire Department. You can find out about the hotel at the Airstream trailer and all the information at playeatdrink.com on the web. John, thanks for taking a few minutes and joining us, and welcome back. Because it's a true sign of summer when you open up for the season.
Yeah, thank you very much. We appreciate that.